go. It is exactly 11 o'clock. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a special edition of Radio Zeke. My name is your host, Zeke Duckworthy. And today I've got four songwriters live in studio. They're getting all set here. They're looking around. Everybody can hear. Wave at me. All right, you guys can't see this. If you follow Zeke Duck on Twitter, you can see a picture of these guys in the green room to my, I'm going to call this audience left. I've got James Corse. I've got Phil Holub. I've got, what's your stage name? Connor Ryan Hennessy, but you may have another name. Hold on, let me.
Connor Hennessy.
Hold on, let's get some levels here. Go ahead, say something. Oh, into that mic.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Connor Hennessy.
Yep.
Phil, you want to say hello there?
What's up, everybody?
All right. James, you want to say hello?
Hello, Boston.
There you go. And you're going to have to swing that over to Collie Stoddard here.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. All right. This is going to be a show for the ages here. And I'm not quite sure how we're going to do this because it's got, it's back in my early historical days of being a college student, which... technically speaking, was in the last century, but let's not get too technical about it. I had a day job at one point, which involved being a short order cook, and this is going to be a lot like that because I'm going to have to keep all the orders ready and everything. The format for this show will be a songwriter's round, and we've had people just solo acts in here before, and we've had some extremely fine solo acts, but this is a new experiment. I can't recall hearing a songwriter's round on the radio before. I'm sure it's been done, but not here. We're going to play a few songs that the artists have requested, sort of as their walk-on music, and this may take me a second to do, so I'm going to do, first of all, I'm going to play the required top of the hour PSA.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke, you and me? We never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me.
On sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Well, what can I say to top that? All right, yeah, we always try and give the audience what they want. That's a nice PSA right there. Okay, Mr. James Corse, I think I have you live on the mic there. Go ahead.
There you go. There it is.
All right, there we go. Now, you have requested as your walk-on song something by a band called the Slow Motion Cowboys. And why don't you, let me just spin it, and then you can do a little talking about it afterwards.
All right.
When you get back, you're gonna have to step back. Think about. Could have been a better day. Could have been a better time. Could have been a better place to go and lose your mind. Oh, she keeps calling to me.
Saw the mirror and it looked the same. Saw
get back, I'm gonna forget to step back. Forget about towing the line. Say, hanging out with those old time, good time friends of mine. Knowing there could be a better place. Could be a better time. Could be a better way.
We've got live in studio four musicians here. We've got Collie Stoddard, who's sitting off to my right here. We've got Connor Ryan Hennessy. We've got Phil Holub. And that song was requested by James Corse, who's about to play one of his songs. But what do you like about these guys? And tell me who you are and where you came from and why you're here and not in New Orleans like you usually are.
Well, shouts out to the Slow Motion Cowboys. Also, shouts out to Jamie and the Pine Hill Haints down in Muscle Shoals, where I got that record. On my way down to New Orleans with my co-pilot, my bass player, and my crime boss, Hanna-Barbarian. We got that record from Jamie. He produced it, or he put it out, rather, the record itself. And I don't know, there's something about coastal cowboys that really interests me. Being a coastal cowboy in some respects myself, those guys, Slow Motion Cowboys, are from California, and I think that's they put out a great country record, kind of like makes me think about the Birds and Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
Yeah, it's a good song. You know, they don't get played too much around here.
I've never heard them played.
Yeah, I was new band to me. All right, so you got a song that you're going to play called what is your song called?
My song is called Long Tall Annie.
And all right, I'm not sure. Okay, you want to try and swing this other mic over, or give me a little levels here. And,
well, it's possible I could play this.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. You're gonna be able to sing. Yeah, okay, do that.
And the song is about a mean lover, and you know sometimes that's just what you need. Me mean, pushes my buttons and keeps me on the scene. She cooks breakfast, pours wine for dessert, forgets the faces of the hearts she's broken, but she mends my shirts. There ain't nobody keeps their guns quite as clean as she does. And she does. There ain't nobody keeps their guns quite as clean as she does. And she does. bartender for another round. She doesn't care for alcohol. She's got eyes that look right through me when she's asking me, would I take the fall for Long Tall Annie? She keeps me mean, pushes my buttons, and keeps me on the scene. She cooks breakfast, pours wine for dessert, forgets the faces of the hearts she's broken, but she mends my shirts. There ain't nobody keeps their guns quite as clean as she does. She does.
James Corse with his song "Long Tall Annie." Now, well, let's just move right to artist number two, and we're going to get back and talk to everybody here in the next little segment here. Number two, we've got Phil Holub. I think you got to point that mic a little bit more at you.
Hello.
All right. Cool. All right. Now you are, as advertised, a double Berkeley, meaning out of Berkeley, California, originally, and recently, in fact, real recently, down in New York playing a couple shows. Where were you?
I did three shows, actually. I was over at Pete's Candy Shop and Pine Box Rock Shop, and then we finished out last night at Pianos. And, it was a great time. It's a great city.
Yeah, well, I see you around town, various places, quite a few places, actually. I think we first met over at the Haven, is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Are you in a band with Grant, or was that just some discussion that was going on, or?
No, we just, we play together a lot, but he does his stuff and I do my stuff and we do it together, but not, playing the same material.
That's, Grant Bloom, who was a feature on this show a couple weeks back. Now Phil is, would you call yourself a professional musician these days?
I mean, I definitely like to. It's tough to get money a lot of the time.
Everybody's nodding their head in this room. There, you know, it's all right. You guys can weigh in over here. Just speak about, you know, just say hello and.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, is it tough to get money as a musician?
You're telling me.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably speak to this pretty good. I think talked about busking a whole lot.
I think it is only because. It's not the musician part. I think it's probably more or less just because it's like the, you know, it's the unconventional kind of job. Like it's one of those things, like with carpentry. I was a carpenter before this, and you wake up early and you go to work and you
punch your clock.
Yeah, you punch your clock.
Right, musician, you don't punch your clock.
If you try to do the same thing, though, that's where, I mean, you can find at least enough to survive, you know, I guess, you know, if you keep at it. But no, it's not easy.
I'm going to punch back to Phil here. Again, I got a full room here. You're listening to Radio Zeke, my host name. My name here is Zeke Duckworthy. It's 15 minutes past 11 o'clock. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This, in fact, is kind of freeform. Now, Phil, you have requested a song by a band called The Postal Service, and I'm just going to pop that one live right now. Thank you. winding down on Postal Service. Now, what about that song do you like, Mr. Phil Holub?
Well, I mean, the song itself is just amazing. I mean, it was kind of the precursor to a lot of the stuff that I think is going on now, like the Bon Iver sort of zine. And I really like how that album actually works as a whole, just because I think a lot of the time there's such a focus on singles and promotion and that sort of thing, and that album really kind of reminds you that it can be about the music more than anything.
You think it hangs together as a concept, meaning song after song?
Yeah, absolutely, and especially just because, you know, they put out that one album and they decided that was it, that they didn't want to do anymore.
Right.
And it was because they felt like that was, you know, such a great album that they didn't want to sort of tarnish it by trying to do it again.
You know, I immediately think of the band, Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, because that's the same kind of thing. They had that one, you know, real excellent album, In the Airplane Over the Sea. And, you know, what else can you say? You know? And every band is in the process of coming together or breaking up. We know that's how the music business, in such, you know, such fashion that it is a business. It's more of a clubhouse, and we'll talk about that in a little while, because you guys all represent kind of different circles in the Venn diagram of the Boston music scene. And we'll talk about how, you know, there's some overlap, but then there's some places where, you know, there's a lot of really good players, but for whatever reason, they just never play, you know. In fact, some of you guys haven't met before, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Correct.
I met Carly, that's about it.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody knows James here, so.
James is an enigma.
Yeah, he's smiling over there. Like, yeah, okay, all right. I'm going to have you play your song right now, which is called Till This Day or That Day?
That Day.
All right, here we go. Phil Holub.
Coffee is bad for my teeth, and smoking ain't good for my health. If I had it need to quit cold turkey, I'd save quite a bit of my wealth. And drinking is bad for my liver, and quitting would surely help out. I know that it's true, but it's harder to do than to talk about. I know that one day I'll have to say enough is enough. Until that day comes, I'll have my fun while I wait for the going to get rough. The food that I eat ain't too healthy, but it feels good on the way down. So you won't stop me till my stomach hits my feet and I can't push myself from the ground. I know that one day I'll have to say enough is enough. Until that day comes, I'll have my fun while I wait for the going to get rough. I know that one day I'll have to say enough is enough. Until that day comes, I'll have my fun while I wait for the going to get, wait for the going to get, wait for the going to get rough.
That That's Mr. Phil Hola right there with his song Till That Day Comes. Okay, let's try and swing these microphones around, and we will introduce our next musical guest right here. All right, so that's your vocal mic,
yep.
And you can play in number four for your instrument mic if you want.
Okay.
All right, you're listening here to Zeke Duckworthy, your host. This is Radio Zeke. Today I've got four artists in studio. They all are people with good Boston connections. The next person up here is Connor Ryan Hennessy. Now, where do you hail from exactly?
I grew up in a town called Millis, Massachusetts,
uh-huh.
Which is like an intersect. You know about that? Oh my God!
Shout out to Millis.
It's basically
out to Kevin, Alex.
We gotta Alexis, talk afterwards.
Christina,
there aren't a lot of us.
Steven, Sean.
It's like Brian, an intersection between Brandon, Medfield Elizabeth. And like Milford.
Yeah.
It was, they had like a soda factory, I think, at one point.
Yeah, I've been out there. That's the...
You have too?
Yeah.
You guys are blowing my mind.
We got to play out there.
Yeah.
There's no reason to go, really.
No, that's not true. You can get, if you go to the front of the soda factory, you get, free water.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was poisoned at one point, but I think it's better now.
Well, you take your chances, you pays your money, and you take your chances.
Yeah.
All right, so now, how long have you been playing music?
Probably seriously like 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You were first put on my radar screen by Sonny Jim.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you record up at that place? What's the name? It's not the Dirt Floor Studio, but it's some kind of peculiar studio north of Boston that has made songs from the shed type.
Oh, Songs of Greta? Or
yeah.
I forget. It's in Haverhill. My buddy, shout out to Andrew Ryan. Real good dude up there.
Yeah.
He puts up good artists up there. Yeah, he has like this shipping container in the back of his house. That's it's all wood.
Yeah.
And he turned it into like this like shack he records people in.
Yeah.
And there's like a window and there's it shuts by like removing a nail and a stop sign flies down. It's really great. And there's like a wood stove in there.
Yeah, James, you're going to talk about your.
Well, yeah,
okay,
I'm rambling now. But
do they have chickens in there?
They got chickens all over the place.
Yeah. All right.
It's
now we're
joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's see. I was going to ask you something, but now I've totally forgot. So why don't you? Now you have to understand that this being college radio has fully soundproofed windows, and you can't hear people beeping or trucks going out there. So if you are hearing those things, we suggest strenuously that you sort of hold off on the hallucinogens at this early hour. It's not healthy for you. We've got four artists in studio about to play a song here. Well, actually, he's not going to play it. I'm going to do your walk-on song here.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
I'm a wrestler.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll play this one right here. Let's see if I can get this ready to go here.
This little song that I'm singing about, people you know is true. If you black and gotta work for a living now, this is what they would say to you. This is, if you was white, you'd be alright. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I was in a place one night, they're all having fun. They're all buying beer and wine, but they would not sell me none. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you'd stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. To employ me at office, the number that I got in line. They called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you'd stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. Me and a man is working side by side. This is what it meant. They was paying him a dollar an hour, and they was paying me 50 cents. I said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope built this country, and I fought for it too. Now I guess that you can see what a black man have to do. He says if you was white, she's all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope win sweet victory with my little plying hoe. Now I want you to tell me, brother, what you gonna do about the old Jim Crow. Now if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you's black, oh brother, get back, get.
I think I might have cut that one off at the very end there. Of course, Big Bill Brunsey is one of the all-time great singers and writers. Okay, so it's pretty obviously why you like that song. Hey, who wouldn't, you know?
Yeah, he's great. Big Bill Brunsey got me into songwriting as soon as I heard his stuff, and then I went down the rabbit hole of finding all these old blues singers and stuff.
Yeah.
I was hooked. But he was the first guy, and he's a real good songwriter. And
yeah, he is.
A lot of my songwriter friends, you know, they idolize Dylan and Phil Oakes and all those people, which are fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's somebody that a lot of people miss out on. He's got a lot of good songs like that. That
you
are really
you
true.
Listen to any Lightning Hopkins?
What?
Yeah, Lightning Hopkins at all?
Yeah, he's good too.
Yeah.
He was great in that he's like the master of improv. He'd make up a song on the spot.
The guy was insane. He was exactly. He would make up a song on the spot. Okay, you guys, it's 11:30, a little bit after 11:30. This is Radio Zeke. We've got four songwriters in studio. About to play one of his songs now. The gentleman who just requested that Big Bill Brunsey song is Connor Ryan Hennessy, and this one is a rework. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of people saying I play covers, and it's kind of true. But I put like so much work into them. I don't want them to be covers, you know.
That's all right. When you play a song,
I
figure
it's fine because I think Woody stole this from a gospel tune, so I sort of think I'm in the clear.
All right, here we go. Ain't got no home in this world.
Forget that all the time. I got myself a desk job. They say the paycheck's fine. Between my rent, my debt, and my drinking, wouldn't really know. Yeah, ain't got no home in this world anymore. I've seen them city's hipsters in their liberal arts degrees. They got theories on morality and endings to their means. Tell you they can't find a job, but somehow they ain't poor. Yeah, ain't got no home in this world anymore. All them hipsters singing la da 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 da. They've been doing fine da 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 da. Who's paying the rent da 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 da? Yeah, 'cause they've been doing fine da da. Seen them people downtown with their suits and their ties. Their Fitbit's always blinking, Rolex keeps their time. You think they're shouting at you, they're just talking on their phone, saying you ain't got no home in this world anymore. I got friends who manufacture, friends who work in trades, friends who working real hard 12 hours a day. When the market takes a dip, they're the first ones to go, 'cause they ain't got no home in this world anymore. And all them bankers singing la da 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 da, all the way to the bank da da. That we made da, 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 da. Yeah, 'cause they've been doing fine da, 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 da. What about you and me?
tell you to quit smoking. Drinking's all a sin. They'll stress the high importance of always being thin. And they'll fill you with alprazolam, morphine if you're sore, saying you ain't got no home in this world anymore. Yeah, as I look around, well, it's awful sad to see. This world is such a strange and funny place to be. Yeah, the gambling man is rich, working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. And all them hipsters singing la da 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 da. All the bankers chiming too da da. They've been doing fine. Da, 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 da. What about you and me?
Well, a real nice rendition there of the old Woody Guthrie song, which is now, I that's legit to call that yours, at least half yours. Right?
Thanks, man.
All right, cool. All right, let's swing these microphones over here and introduce our next guest. This is Collie Stoddard. You have a last name. It's a hyphenated last name, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's see here. Okay. I got levels here. You're good.
Stoddard Amari.
Okay. Now you're from you're from Vermont?
Yep.
Way up there.
Way up north.
Northeast.
40 minutes from Canada.
Oh, there you go. And you play all over the place. You have opened up for a bunch of people, I know. And you've got your, I mean, I've talked to you before at various places, and you're not uncomfortable playing in front of 1,000 people. You've done it before.
Yeah, I think I'm more comfortable if there's more people.
Yeah.
The intimacy, I love also. There's only two people in the room, I'll still play to them, but...
Well, it's just us five people here. There's nobody else. We got the fourth wall. You have no idea. Let me just briefly shout out to the people who I know are listening in South Africa, in California, in Oklahoma, in Texas, in New York. I'm probably forgetting a couple places in New York. But we have listeners widely distributed. England, hey there, Colin. And we've got people here driving around in Boston listening to 91.5 FM Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio, WMFO. We have, you can pick this up terrestrial anywhere kind of north of the river. That would be the River Charles, all that dirty water. All right, so forgive me for, you know, like being a radio guy that has to read this stuff from time to time. All right. Now, you, okay, we're going to, I was going to play. You requested something by Dylan that you love because, again, you know, why not? And so that was kind of a free form request as your walk on. And I was going to do Day of the Locust, but I can't find it. And I love that song. But I'm going to keep
New
the.
Morning.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's it. Album.
Yeah, exactly. But instead, I'm going
for
to
Under the Red Sun, 1990.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to play. We'll sort of keep up the protest side of it here. We'll go from Woody, who was that was kind of a, you know, nice smiling bit of protest song. You know, good humor protest, and this one's got a little bit more of an edge.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but built to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. He's thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? But to talk out of turn, you might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, though I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
There's no no mistaking the anger right there. You're listening to, of course, Bob Dylan, in this case by request, although not directly for that song, Masters of War. My next musical guest, Kali Stoddard Amari, is about to play a song here, one of his, which I believe is called Ironclad.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Stubborn, spiteful, and loud, and I'm mad. I'll be your best friend, and I'll be your punching bag. Remember, my skin's paper thin, though sometimes it's ironclad. I can let my guard down, my heart can be an open door. But I've been known to stand my ground, both feet nailed to the floor. We'll take turns being this story's antagonist and paramour. I'll be your hobby, miss, or I'll be your chore. You never know
guess you try. The road to love is long and leads to blue skies. We'll never grow unless there's times we cry. I hope for more hellos than goodbyes. Guard down, my heart can be an open door, but I've been known to stand my ground with feet nailed to the floor. We'll take turns being this story's antagonist and paramour. I'll be your hobby, miss, but I'm hoping to be more. Remember, my skin's paper thin, though sometimes it's ironclad.
Man, that's real nice. Ironclad by, that's one of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on my newest recording.
Okay, well, we might as well engage in shameless promotion here. Where can people hear more about you, buy your stuff, see you play? Where's your next show?
I'm playing, today's Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing tomorrow, midday, but I think it's a private event. I don't know what the details are.
Are you booking your own shows, or is this...
Yeah. Oh, and then Porch Fest. I'll be playing Porch Fest with the House on Cliff at 223 Highland Ave in Somerville.
Somerville Porch Fest, yeah. That's coming up early June, right?
This weekend.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So you've got, who else is going to be on that porch?
That's the House on Cliff. They're great. Uh-huh. They're a great, blues rock band. We played the House of, the Hard Rock Cafe with them. They're crazy. Their energy is fire.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You can be there Saturday. Check it out.
All right. 2. Since you're already queued up, I think what I might do here is we'll just kind of reverse the direction. You got another one you want to play? What do you got? This gentleman has a really beat up Taylor guitar,
yeah.
Which is how they should be, in my opinion. All these shiny guitars are forget that. And he's got a whole bunch of capos here.
I like to play with 9 or more capos.
You know, there's no money after the 5th capo. There, everybody will tell you that.
This is called Realities. Bright white light reflects off the windowsill. The room's absent of gloom. Happiness keeps it filled in a sweet scented breeze. Jumps tree to tree and in through the screen. And I swear the sunbeams dancing through the air cast shadows the likes of which have never been seen. Oh, beautiful is this place and all these visions. Everything ever imagined's living here, and nothing's missing. The future and the past and all the seconds in between, they combine at last in this intersection of realities. Thank you. they'll be the blueprints of the dreams we'll make. We'll listen as they come to fruition. We'll smile as they take shape. And memories here are never forgotten, and dreams always come true. And each moment we're caught in operates just like fairy tales do. Oh, what a beautiful place with all these visions. Everything ever imagines living here, and nothing's missing. The future and the past, and all the seconds in between, they combine at last in this intersection of realities. And now I'm dreaming. Oh, 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 I'll keep dreaming. Hey there, Mr. Sandman, take me by the hand and lead me through your dreamland. Show me where to go. Hey there, Mr. Sandman, heard you have a grand plan. Please help me understand the things I need to know. Hey there, Mr. Sandman, take me by the hand and lead me through your dreamland. Show me where to go. Hey there, Mr. Sandman, heard you have a grand plan. Please help me understand the things I need to know about this beautiful place and all these visions. Everything ever imagines living here, and nothing's missing. The future and the past, and all the seconds in between, they combine at last in this intersection of reality. Am I dreaming? If so, I'll keep dreaming. I do not know, but I'll keep dreaming. Oh, 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 I love dreaming.
That is a real nice song right there.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, I keep listening. I've seen you play around town a whole bunch, and you are, in fact, I'm going to say everybody in this room is real good at holding an audience. You're real good at holding an audience. I've seen people just, you know, like stop what they're doing in the middle of it and just like listen. That first song of yours, you know, I like your stuff, man. It's real good. We are 8 minutes before noon here. It's regrettable that people refer to Wednesday as hump day. And I suppose that when you cross noon, you're sort of technically over the hump here. You're listening to Radio Zeke on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I've got four real good songwriters. You just heard Colley Stoddard Amari do a couple of his songs. I've got Connor Ryan Hennessy, who's I'm apologizing for not being able to have you all play at the same time, because I know it's tough to sit here and wait for your turn to come up on the round robin. Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know,
play a song at the same time, and
actually, I was just writing a song, so I could give you my song to play, and yeah, because I write a lot of songs. All right, coming up here now. Let's see if you can swing microphone number three over sort of James's way. I'll go all the way over there. Keep going. Yeah, it's on a gantry. I've got it muted. There you go. Okay. All right. Now, you've got a wide variety of material to choose. I'll just briefly point out that you were, to my certain knowledge, in at least one band whose name I cannot legally say on the radio due to the F-bomb in the name. They had a pretty good following. It was, I would call that a basement punk kind of a band.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just call them the F-Trots. You guys,
the Foxtrots.
Yeah, the Foxtrots. And they played exclusively...
The Fun Trots, the
yeah,
Fun Times.
Yeah, your mom didn't really like the name of that band. She was like, well, why'd they call it that? You know?
Well, that was always a thing when I was playing, before I started playing country music. I mean, I remember my father said to me one time, I was in a band called Superfluid, which was also a punk band, in even less conscious way than the Fun Times.
Yeah.
And he said, I really don't like what you're doing, but I think that means you're doing it right.
In interest of full disclosure, James Corse's father is a good friend of mine, and he is, unfortunately, to the world and to the music world, but to the world at large, no longer with us, and that happens. But
Don't look up.
Enjoy every sandwich. Don't look up, and you know, every second you've got is right there. I saw you play at a place in Brooklyn under the bridge. It was called No More Blue Mondays or something like that.
Yeah, goodbye Blue Monday.
Yeah, and actually that was the night before he passed away, and you did a song called Ready to Die. And you're smiling now, but I wasn't smiling when you did that, because that was a tough time. All right, so you have moved a little bit in your musical... well, you may not have moved in musical taste, but you're playing a lot of different stuff now.
Yeah, well, especially when you come over.
Well, yeah.
You got to play to your audience, right?
Yeah, that's true. I go for this kind of dark Americana stuff. But don't forget, I also go for Beefheart, and I go for, right, you know, like live Hendrix and stuff like that. So,
well, finding the right thing to play for the right people is important. Talking about circles and scenes around Boston,
yeah.
I found a lot of times hovering between them, or, you know, bands like the Foxtrots or Whip Appeal.
Yeah, Whip Appeal.
After Whip Appeal was a country band, and before it was a country band again, when it was a punk band, you know, too punk for the hip-hop scene and too hip-hop for the punk scene.
So that means you had no audience whatsoever.
Right. Ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what you want. You want, if you're not offending everybody in the room, probably you're doing it, you know, slightly wrong. Now, okay, it's true, though, that I see you as more of a fixture on what I'm going to call the Basement House show scene, as opposed to like playing the Sinclair or Great Scott or this is good stuff either way.
Or coffee shops. I don't play a lot of coffee shops.
Yeah, well, you could. You know, I'm sure if you wanted to, you could find places around here. But it's interesting that now Phil, whose microphone is live right there, you are playing. Have I ever heard you or heard of you playing a house show? I mean, I'm not talking about I'm talking about more like of a whirly bird type, you know, basement punk show.
I really haven't in a very long time. I'm actually talking to some people about doing something next month. So that'll be the first time in a very long time.
Yeah, because it really, you know, you get now Connor, whose microphone has been stolen here. the first time I saw you play was actually at a...
It wasn't the time we met in JP.
Yeah, it was.
That was the first time you saw you?
That was the first time I saw you play, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, and that was, I'm going to say, you know, in terms of house shows, that was like a dive bar.
Exactly right. Yeah. There was like glitter on the floor.
Yeah.
And, just like no lights on in the house.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
Right, yeah, and it was like so loud that it was like painfully loud. And those guys from North Carolina were traveling around, and I got into an argument with a guy about like Ford's versus GM products. And he was,
yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, he was thrown down for GM.
Yeah, I have a history of getting booked with like bands that are nothing like that was a hardcore show. Yeah. And they heard my music and were like, hey, you want to play this? And just being me not looking it up.
Actually, you're right. The first time I saw you wasn't there. It was at that show on Linden Street. Yeah.
Well, we met at the amphitheater. Sonny Jim set up that Renegade Gorilla show that I probably shouldn't be talking about on air. But.
No, that's all right. It's the statute of limitations is, we'll all lie.
Yeah.
Musicians are used to that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
We will continue the discussion of the overlapping musical circles and where people play and, you know, like how you get your music in front of people. But right now, let's just do a real quick intro. It's 11:59, more or less, right before the Meridian, as they used to say on, you know, AM radio, transiting the Meridian. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Zeke Duckworthy. This is Radio Zeke. And here we have... James Corse, what's the name of the song you're going to play?
Well, I'll play this song. It doesn't really... She Loves Me. I'll play this song because Zeke comes over to my house sometimes, and sometimes he likes what I do and sometimes not. And I played this song one night. It was pretty dark.
Yeah.
But the fire was on and we had enough bourbon. So the problem is... this is the song that got me on this show, I guess.
No, you would have been on anyway. Somehow. Anyway, go.
Anyway, okay. It's not really written.
That's what we like.
We'll see if I can think of something good to say to
her. Okay.
is going to be on my upcoming gospel album.
He's not kidding either.
My Lord, she loves me, but she won't try and save me. She lets me walk weary